If you'd like to email a comment or question to Dr. DeSilva, email to drd@healthradio.net. That's drd@healthradio.net. You're listening to Health Radio. Health Radio. Ask Dr. DeSilva on Health Radio. And now, here's Dr. Derek DeSilva.
Well, welcome once again, folks. Great to have you with us. Thank you for spending some time with us. My next guest is Dr. Abraham Armani. He is and has been the medical director of Advanced Skin Fitness since 2004. Has limited his cosmetic practice to medical hair restoration. He's based in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Armani, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Good to be here with you.
How common is male pattern baldness?
Very common. By the age of 35, about two-thirds of male patients have some degree of cosmetically noticeable hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
By the time that most men reach the age of 50, 80% of them will have significant thinning and balding of their hair.
Why is this?
Well, hair loss is due to many factors, as you're aware, but the main cause of hair loss in men is androgenic or androgenetic hair loss, which has to do with the effects of testosterone and its byproduct, DHT, on the hair follicles, causing them to shed ultimately permanently.
Mm-hmm. Now, translate that for my audience. What does that mean? Is it that your testosterone level is starting to drop already? Is that what that means?
No, sir. It really doesn't have to do with the testosterone level. Males, as well as females, as you're aware, have testosterone. Even in females, testosterone is a precursor to many of the hormones that females have. Testosterone is ultimately, through an action of a specific enzyme, changed into another hormone that we call DHT. And the effect, the ultimate effect of DHT on the follicular cells of the hair is to cause them to die off, ultimately. So it's not necessarily dropping testosterone. It is actually the presence of testosterone and its consequence byproduct, DHT, and the number of receptors for that particular hormone.
Okay, so DHT is dihydrotestosterone, right?
Correct.
If there is too much DHT or dihydrotestosterone, is that where the problem is?
Either too much DHT or the number of receptors.
I see. So how do we stop or how do we block testosterone from converting from testosterone to DHT or dihydrotestosterone that causes this male pattern balding? Is there a way to stop that?
Yes, the main medicinal intervention that we use currently is the use of finasteride or propecia, which, as you're aware, it's a medication that was used and is used for prostatic problems in large prostates. Mm-hmm. And one of the side effects is growth of hair, particularly in male patients, by blocking the conversion of the testosterone to the DHT hormone that you indicated.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I have seen. I mean, I started to lose my hair. Oh, goodness, I'm 50. I'll be 54 shortly, so, you know, probably in my mid-40s. So about 10 years ago, you know, and I immediately switched my shampoo. I got away from the sodium lauryl sulfate, and I started using a more natural shampoo. I always make sure that every morning or whenever, you know, and whenever I shower, I always massage my scalp with my nails, you know, just to increase blood flow. And I started using salt palmetto, pygium, as a supplement. And I'll tell you what, it has made a huge, huge difference in my hair.
Well, I'm glad to know that. The problem is that a lot of times people don't have the experience that you have.
Mm-hmm.
If the hair loss is due to genetic or androgenic factors, as I've described, there is really very little you can do externally to make that hair loss stop.
Right.
Now, you can use a Rogaine or minoxidil in a liquid or a foam, that works particularly well in the crown area. It is thought that it does that by increasing the blood flow to the follicle. Mm-hmm. But besides that, there is very limited use of external shampoos or other things that claim to reverse typical male pattern hair loss.
Mm-hmm. How do you treat it? I mean, obviously you mentioned the finasteride, which is a drug. What else can we do?
Well, the first thing that medical professional would need to do is to determine the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Just because most of the hair loss that we see is due to androgenic or testosterone causes, we can't assume that. So it's important to do a physical exam to see if there are any other concurring issues or symptoms.
Like
as
what?
You know, for example, thyroid problems.
Okay.
A patient could have abnormal thyroid levels, which can cause them to have thinning hair or hair loss.
Right, right.
There could be autoimmune diseases that cause what we call alopecia areata, which is patchy hair loss, which ultimately take on the whole body, and you can lose your entire hair, even not just the scalp, but the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
There could be hair loss due to major illnesses or major surgery or
mm-hmm.
general anesthesia,
mm-hmm.
Iron deficiency,
mm-hmm.
protein deficiency, vitamin deficiency. So first thing a doctor needs to do is to find out what the cause of it is before you can really treat it.
Are there specific vitamin deficiencies that you would point to?
Biotin is an important vitamin in the production of hair. Typically about 5 milligrams of biotin is recommended a day. There is a lot of biotin in eggs, liver, but as you know, those foods typically have high cholesterol content, so sometimes the biotin supplements would be helpful. But again, if the hair loss is due to typical male pattern baldness
mm-hmm.
secondary to testosterone, it's really not going to affect that.
Right. Now, you mentioned that there are some new therapies. Can you talk to me about some of these new therapies?
Well, the therapies, as I've mentioned, starts with medicinal intervention. There is also hair transplantation, which there are many ways of doing at this time,
mm-hmm.
Restoring hair. And ultimately, there's now a genetic test that's been developed and is being used, and we offer that in our office in Dallas, where we swab the patient's cheek and send off the cells to be analyzed, and we can determine whether the hair loss is likely to be reversed by the use of medicines such as Propecia.
Mm-hmm.
Other new and upcoming things that a lot of researchers, including us, we are looking at is the use of a PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, in essence taking the patient's own blood and separating it into components and keeping the plasma, which is rich in platelets. These platelets contain significant number of growth hormones and cytokines that are thought to even reverse hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
In our clinic, what we are using PRP is in conjunction with hair restoration surgery in order to have a better outcome of the transplanted hair.
So PRP is used typically in people with joint disease, specifically in the knees. They inject this into the joint. So do you also then use this as an injectable into the scalp?
There are some studies. There hasn't been a significant number of studies to come to a 100% conclusion, but
mm-hmm.
there have been studies that indicate injection of the PRP into the scalp even without hair restoration surgery does have some positive effects. How significant that positive effect is without hair transplantation is to really be determined to see if it's a cosmetically viable method of restoring hair.
What about using the PRP as a serum, as a cream? Not a cream, as a serum.
Yes, we do that in conjunction with our hair restoration. We can have it mixed in with a topical lotion and place it on the patient's scalp after the procedure to ensure proper growth of the transplant.
Great stuff. I love stuff like this. Very quickly, we're running out of time. Go ahead.
Okay, so the main thing that we're looking forward in the future is the advent of hair multiplication or hair cloning, where we will be able to take a hair from a patient and in laboratory duplicate it so that we have unlimited number of hairs for future transplantation on the scalp.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. The world is changing. The future is amazing. Hey, Dr. Amin, thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much. If people like to have more information about what we do, they're welcome to check out our website at armanimedical.com.
Very good. armanimedical.com. Great information. Once again, armani.com. I'm Dr. Derek Da Silva. We have more. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a bit.